When you take the amp and the angst away from punk music, you get a sound that's back to basics. WMUK's Aaron Williams spoke with two former punk rockers before their performance called Punk Goes Acoustic.
Punk rock is a genre of music known for its authority-bucking attitude, aggressive lyrics, an energetic sound, but when you unplug the amp and slow things down, you might find a new appreciation for how punk is done. Just ask Glenn Matlock, bass guitarist and original member of British punk rock group The Sex Pistols.
I mean, all my songs are about the lyrics, and you can hear the lyrics clearer. You still give it 100%, if not more.
Matlock has teamed up with fellow guitarist and founding member of the New York Dolls, Sylvain Sylvain, to present Punk Goes Acoustic. It's an evening of music from each of their bands focused on the stripped-down sound.
You got to remember that we're both writers, and we're both playing basically the songs that we wrote in our careers in the bands that we were in. And we wrote those songs basically on acoustic guitar. The performance turns out to be like the way you would have heard it. I just wrote the song and I recorded on my little cassette recorder, or nowadays on a smartphone.
Four decades ago, neither Matlock nor Sylvain realized that the groups they were in would create a cult following. Known for their songs God Save the Queen and Holidays in the Sun, the Sex Pistols produced only one studio album during their 3 years together. Matlock himself left after two.
We always thought it was just the Sex Pistols. We didn't consider ourselves punk. It was a name that was laid upon us, but it's not one that we've known about too much because we understand the importance of it.
Formed in 1970, the New York Dolls only released two studio albums during their five-year stint. They were known for their outlandish stage presence and ear-splitting sound. Their self-titled 1973 debut album helped them clinch the titles of both Best and Worst New Group of the Year from Cream magazine.
In our case, it wasn't just music. It was, you know, the whole style and everything else that we introduced. We were sort of the ground zero for what they call punk and all that. It opened up clubs and everything else.
Matlock and Sylvain have known each other since their band days. Both musicians have solo careers and have played in several small groups. They've also done reunion shows with their respective bands in recent years. But when the opportunity came along a few years ago for the two of them to play together, Sylvain said it was too good to pass up.
And in our band, you know, we really don't have a chance to really stretch out except when we go solo and we make records and stuff like that. So this is really great because we come out and we perform solo, and then at the end of that, we both come back on together. And it's really an audience thing. They get to sing along with them. You know, I mean, the audience is basically, as far as I'm concerned, you know, 100% of the show. Although we are playing acoustic guitars, there's nothing really acoustic about it.
Matlock and Sylvain perform separately and then play together at the end of the show.
The biggest buzz in the world for me is people picking up on and identifying with and understanding something that came purely out of your head in your bedroom 30 years ago, 35 years ago, or 5 days ago because you've written a new song. When people think that, that's a real buzz.
Punk Goes Acoustic will take place on March 21st at Bell's Brewery. For more information, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Williams. Now with all the toss and fake that Mother Nature sends, your mirror's getting jammed.